Along with Jim Lee, it's Eric Hansen on the Galesburg Silver Streak tennis courts with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the Galesburg Boys Tennis Team. That's awesome. Now let's meet the Galesburg Boys Tennis Team, starting with the managers.
Emily King, freshman.
Taylor Hostins, freshman.
Elise Qualls, freshman.
Hua Jianchen, junior.
Jacob Palmer, senior.
Chandler Mudd, junior.
Nick Duke, junior.
Isaiah Guerrero, junior.
Brendan Oath, freshman.
Seth Anderson, sophomore.
Caleb Bradley, sophomore.
Oakley Thompson, junior.
Jonathan Whittle, junior.
Kyron Blizzett, junior.
Hunter Chernin, junior.
Kyle Stone, senior.
Nick Rush, freshman.
Ryan Fernando, sophomore.
AJ Pamatmat, sophomore.
Cody Black, junior.
Nathan Puthenbeetle, junior.
Sam Brickley, sophomore.
Jackson Weatherby, senior.
Alan Massey, senior.
Jacob Allen, sophomore.
Marco Sanchez, freshman.
Our FM 95 Hometown Heroes of the Week. This particular time in the spring sports season, we're at the tennis courts, Art Fish Courts at Galesburg High School, where the Galesburg Boys Tennis Team won the voting this week. And Leanne Sherpy, the head coach, joins us. And, hey, you and these guys deserve it. What a season you're having, huh?
Yeah, sure are, Jim. It's been great. We're having a great time with the guys.
Yeah, and this particular week, not quite as busy on the tournament trail. Last week, you won that invitational, and so you get this Saturday off. That had to be a great accomplishment.
Yes, we were really excited. We were on the road for about 5 days in a row, and then we had our invite, and the kids did really well. We were really surprised we came out at first. We were hoping for a third or maybe a fourth place finish, but they just wowed us, and first place. Here we are.
When the season started, did you envision the team improving to the point you're at right now? Did you have these kind of expectations?
Well, we set the boys down and we had set some goals. And one of them was, let's just keep getting better than what we did last year. And we kind of wanted to move up. Last year we finished in Western Big Six, fourth place. So our goal this year was, let's get to third. And the boys really have taken that to heart. They've worked really hard in the off season. They've come out here. They're showing people they want to play. They're ready to win. And they have this great attitude about tennis, and we're just thrilled.
Well, it's always good to have leaders, and certainly the top of your doubles rotation, these guys are playing great tennis, Jackson Weatherby and Alan Massey.
Oh my goodness, yes. We just couldn't ask for anything more from them guys. They're playing their heart out for us. They're a great combination. Jackson, he's a wild man, and Alan kind of does his bit and calms him down and keeps him centered and grounded a little bit, and they're working out great, and we love it.
Yeah, well, and you know, for a lot of people in the community, they're familiar with Jackson on the golf course, and they might think, well, he's going to invest most of his time there, but he must be putting in the work in the tennis court too.
You bet. He's been helping us out a lot with the off season. He came in and he was ready to work. He did some USTA tournaments over the winter. He's a competitor. He wants to, you know, be successful at anything he does. He's, you know, a true athlete, and he's proven that right here on the tennis court.
Tell us about your voting. I know that you had the kids at Gale School, a lot of them, you have to win Hometown Heroes.
You do, and it's wonderful that Gale School, you know, went out and supported us like they did. Every classroom there signed the paper, and then when we had the track meet out here with Churchill Lombard, the kids coming off the bus, they were all excited. They saw what was going on, and they wanted to sign the papers as well. And then here at the high school, the boys took their papers around to their classes, and all the kids just jumped on board because, hey, when you got a winning attitude and a winning season and kids that are wanting to compete, we want to win.
Well, the girls won in the fall, so the guys had to even it up here in the spring, right?
You betcha. That was a big thing.
Yeah. You don't do it all by yourself. I know Tammy Qualls is here with you as well. Who else has been instrumental in coaching these kids?
Well, Tammy's a huge help to us. She's a big asset. We also have Bill Sargent. He helped with the girls as well. And I do have to give a shout out to Dennis Bramlett and Fred McGonigal, because they've been coming out and hitting with the boys. And and Katie Lusk as well. And also Alex Foley, who played at the U of I and former alumni of GHS. They've been coming out, hitting with the boys, giving them some tips. How to place the ball, how to hit harder, and it's working. It's working, and we love it.
Yeah, we can feel the fun atmosphere out here at practice, and they're loose and enjoying it, and that's a big part of it, isn't it?
It is. Hey, when you're having fun at something, you're winning, and it's great. Everybody's happy.
Leanne, congratulations. Your Hometown Heroes of the Week.
Yay. Thank you so much, everybody.
Leanne Sherby with the Galesburg High School Boys Tennis Team here on FM 95.